Our lives are supposed to be unencompassable. And these guys did to us what Zora's grandmother, trained up in system ways like all of us, did to her. Quote, "From Their Eyes We're Watching God" by Zora Neale Hurston. Digging around inside of herself, she found she hated her grandmother and had hidden it from herself all these years under a cloak of pity. She'd been getting ready for her great journey to the horizons in search of people. It was important to all the world that she should find them, and they find her. But she'd been whipped like a cur dog and run down a back road after things. It was all according to the way you see things. Some people could look at a mud puddle and see an ocean with ships. But Nanny belonged to that other kind that loved to deal in scraps. Here Nanny had taken the biggest thing God ever made, the horizon. For no matter how far a person can go, the horizon is still way beyond you. And pinched it into such a little bit of a thing that she could tie it about her granddaughter's neck tight enough to choke her. She hated the old woman who had twisted her so in the name of love. Most humans don't love one another, no how. And this mislove was so strong that even common blood couldn't overcome it all the time. She'd found a jewel down inside herself and had wanted to walk where people could see her and gleam it around. But she'd been set in the marketplace to sell, been set for still bait. When God had made the man, he made him out of stuff that sung all the time and glittered all over. Then, after that, some angels got jealous and chopped him into millions of pieces, but still he glittered and hummed. So they beat him down to nothing but sparks. But each little spark had a shine and a song. So they covered each one over with mud. And the lonesomeness in the sparks made them hunt for one another. But the mud is deaf and dumb. Like all the other tumbling mud balls, Janie had tried to show her shine. And that's unquote from Their Eyes We're Watching God. And I quoted it in one of my first blogs, blog 27, titled, "Who's Loving You, Michael?" Dedicated to Michael Jackson. They've been stealing the lives we're meant to have. This, what happened to us, is an interesting counterpoise with Proudhon and Prince. They're clear, sensible, healthy, rational, centered, and soul-sufficient example, which comes to us as a touchstone of sanity in a world made mad. As with all our greatest spirits, they show us what we are, our inherent goodness. From an early age, a place in heaven far off in the future.